بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a dance and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Brother Sohail is our special guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam, brother. Thank you for to have me here.
So, Brother Sohail, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of ibadah and ubudiyah. I mean, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the need and what is the philosophy of worshipping to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because we know that Allah is omnipotent, all-powerful, so He does not need our worship. What is the philosophy of worship and ubudiyah, I mean, in general, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
So the philosophy of worship or ubudiyah, as you said, to understand this philosophy, we need to come to understand the philosophy of creation, of which where we understand that Allah created human beings for Him, for doing ibadah.
Yes.
You see? And why is that? Is that if we remember the story where the angels tell Allah that why did you create human beings, that they would end up in bloodshed,
yes,
or a chaos. And when then afterwards he told Adam to read, you see?
Yes.
And Hazrat Adam was able to read what he was taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the words that he was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angels have the knowledge from Allah, but they cannot represent that knowledge to others, different from human beings, the way they do. And therefore, when Allah created this human being, Allah wanted them to reach a perfection, a level of servitude, where they can gain the benefit for themselves and grow. Mm-hmm. You see, and that's when the worship and the things that have been brought for the successful ship of them,
yes,
have been brought over here. So a lot of things that are related to worship and human beings, it's because of reaching that ma'rifat, mm-hmm, of Allah and understanding their creator in their own capacity that the human beings have. So, for example, in worship, supplication, and whatever deed that is performed is always performed for pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More or less, it has an effect on the person and the society as well. In fact, these are highest training and ethics in the schools of Islam. Because of many of the reasons, mm-hmm, Allah deserves to be thankfulness. Again, if we repeat the hadith from Amir al-Mumin alayhi salam or Imam Hussein or one of the Aimas that says that worship is divided into three, out of fear, out of heaven, and out of gratitude.
Yes.
That gratitude worship is the worship of a free, mm-hmm, person, you see. And that's why you can see, like, not everyone is worshipping because they are free. They have that freedom of thinking, freedom of choice. And that's why you see, alhamdulillah, those who worship, they have come to this understanding that we worship Allah because we know, we believe He is one and He is to be worshipped. Now, whether you can divide that into three, whether out of fear of hell or expecting heaven or worshipping as a free man, the third kind of worship is the worship that is very strong. That a person out of his free will, I know that Allah is there, and because I exist out of this, I worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can discuss about the philosophy,
yes,
in much depth, but this just understanding that we are doing this out of gratefulness and understanding that if you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is easier for you to worship Him, knowing that, mm-hmm, He is worthy of,
that's right,
worship. Yeah.
According to the kind of Irfani look, which exists in Islam.
Yeah, the mystical look.
Yes, the mystical, we can roughly translate, yes, to mystic or Gnostic one. The type of worship and the ibadah that you do is for your own benefit, and that is perfection. In fact, if you want to reach to, for example, al-insan al-kamil, you know, a kind of perfect human being, so there is a chance given to you in this lifestyle, and that is ubudiyah. So through ubudiyah, in fact, you are making a better life for yourself in the other world. So this is the best chance for you. So necessarily, Allah does not need your worship, although He will enjoy, the seeing that human beings are being perfected every day, spiritually speaking, isn't it?
Yes.
And through ibadah and ubudiyah, this perfection is reached for human beings.
And that's true. So what happens is that when we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mystical look, for example, the way you said, even if you ask of the greatest mystic of around our time or near our time that used to be Ayatollah Behjat, that what should we do so we can reach Insani Kamil?
Yes.
So his reply was very simple. One was that taqwa.
Mm-hmm.
So you do what Allah has told you and refrain from what Allah has forbidden you. And the second is that he was asked, do we need to have special kind of attention? Because here Ayatollah Behjat knows that attaining special kind of attention is a possibility, but due to a person's work and the way the distractions that he has, he cannot reach that 100% as 100% attention.
Yes.
Yeah. So he has to practice, you see. However, Ayatollah Behjat mentioned that the way you pray, you generally pray, if you pray in that manner also, your prayer is accepted. The problem is khulus and khushu.
Yes.
If we could train ourselves to attain that, then it would be a very good thing for all of us, for human beings.
Okay.
And the effect of it now, the greatness is, when a person or reaches a certain kind of elevation, while he himself has reached that elevation, he becomes the reason of elevating others as well. So in this example, you could see like when Ayatollah Behjat reached that elevation, there are a lot of people now started coming to him after they knew about this elevation, you see. And I'm not saying all of them, but few of them who remained with him and understood his messages, they too had a certain kind of elevation in their life as well. So it becomes a training and transition or element that goes between a person to a person.
That's
now, because we are talking about a mystic, there might be a question like, do we need to be a mystic? No.
Mm-hmm.
But do we need to perform, do we need to have taqwa? Yes. Taqwa is a level that creates bridges between you and your connection between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're able to do it on a specific basis, you should be able to reach in any kind of elevation that is required and attained for you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
And sometimes people lose their faith and trust in Allah because they worship and they do not get any answer. For example, they supplicate for a specific thing, they do not get the answer. For so many years they do that, there is no answer coming. Still, there is a philosophy of not answering your worship, isn't it?
Yes, obviously. So this all comes back to aqidah, okay? So when our beliefs is strong enough, this kind of being prayer being accepted or not is normally not a basis of disbelief, you see. So first of all, before we need to continue our ibadah, if the listeners are Muslims and around the world, you need to continue your ibadah. And if you feel something like this is coming in your heart and in your mind, try to learn more about your belief. Try to understand more about your belief. Alhamdulillah, around the world, we have good imams in mosques that can tackle any kind of issue in relation to beliefs.
Yes.
And make your belief stronger. If your belief is stronger, you will be able to see things on a different perspective. So here we have kind of different perspective. I remember a story when I was talking to someone, and because I have a white hair from youth, so they used to tell me that you have a white hair and stuff. So I used to tell them that because it's a norm that anyone who has a white hair is an old or is becoming old. You see?
Yes.
So I told them, no, white is beauty. You see, everyone has a black hair, but it's very few at a certain around age of 18, 20 to have a white hair.
Mm-hmm.
So white is beauty. Yes. It's just a different kind of perception to see. In regards of prayer not being accepted, there are many things that can be are basis for it. Mm-hmm. One is that you should know that anything that happens in your life has an indirect influence by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without His will, you wouldn't be able to do it. Second, know that you have a free will. There might be some things that you are not doing right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason of accessing this dua not being accepted. One of them is Aqd-e Walidain, for example.
Yes.
You see, others is, for example, mistreating a mu'min.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you might be one of the best people who pray in the masjid with the best sound that you have.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something that is pulling you back. You need to do muhasabat, we call it calculation.
Yes, yes.
And this calculation normally takes place at night before sleep. And how you do a calculation is that before you sleep, after you do wudu, I'm trying to explain it from my point of view, so
yes,
do not take it as...
So the best type of worship, or it's better to say at least in the format. Okay.
Yeah, so you do wudu while you're going to sleep, and before you sleep, try to jot down all the items that you did in that day.
Mm-hmm.
See where you did things that Allah would be happy, and see where you did something that Allah is not going to be happy. Like
okay.
That's general. For example, I lied.
Yes.
I did muhasibah. I said, okay, there was a time that I didn't intend to, but because someone asked me, something came out of my mouth, just out of thinking. So I lied. Do istighfar, go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Understand your daily routine.
Okay.
A lot of people do things equally every day, but they don't do muhasibah. Because of this, they don't even know like what good or bad they have done in that day. Do muhasibah, for it is a mirror image of what is going to be done to you on the day of Qiyamah or in Barzakh when the accounting process takes place. You understand what you have done, you see? But no, you don't. Because you sleep every day without doing calculations, the day you are in Barzakh, you see everything and you start wondering, oh my God, how did I do these kind of things?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you didn't do muhasibah. But if you do calculation, you plan your next move. You try not to do that thing again.
Yes.
And you see that, inshallah, the duas are going to be accepted.
Mm-hmm.
The final is, if you see that dua is not accepted, even you being the best of worshipper and good, everything you do is good, then know that there is khair in not getting what you want.
That's
for Allah, if I'm not mistaken, I've heard this in Hadith al-Qudsi, they say that if you do what you want to get what you want, and you reject and deny to do what I want for you to do, then you will not get what you want from me. You see? But if you do what I want for your sake and for my sake, for example, you are doing your worshiper, and then I will make sure you reach at your aim and goal for what you want and what you get. So end of the day, if you do for the sake of Allah and you go through Allah, do what He wants, Allah will make sure to make you reach your position, the goal that you are looking for. You see? But if He's not in any sense after all this, know that there is khair in this stuff. And accept that His wisdom is the greatest of wisdom available.
Okay. That's all right. Thank you very much, Brother Suhail. It was very kind of you. The philosophy of worship, and does Allah need that? Not answering our worship is not a good reason for leaving our worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This must be constant. Okay, it was very kind of you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. In another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. لعليٍ وحسينٍ وحسن إن في الجنة نهراً من لبن إن في الجنة نهراً من لبن لعليٍ وحسينٍ وحسن لعليٍ وحسينٍ وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن